assist in locating a gentleman named Argent Rivage, a man who happened to have arrived in Esher Heights only a few days earlier. Now, isn't that a coincidence, given that Pransky just happens to have followed you to that part of the canopy? The svelte little security man felt it was his time to take over the narrative.
I tailed you for most of the night, Tanner. You really began to hit it off with Chantrelle Sammartini, didn't you? Who'd have thought it? You and her.
He shook his head, as if some basic physical law of the universe had been violated.
But you wandered around like old friends. I even saw you at the palanquin races.
How tiresomely romantic, Zebra drawled, without interrupting Pransky's flow.
I called Taryn and had her meet me, the man said. Then we followed the two of you, discreetly, of course. You visited a boutique and came out looking a new man, or at least not quite your old self. Then you went to the Mixmaster. Now, he was a tougher nut to crack. He wouldn't tell me what you wanted in there, and I'm awfully keen to find out.
Just a check-up, I said.
Well, maybe.
Pransky knitted together his long and elegant fingers, and then made knuckle-popping sounds.
Perhaps it doesn't matter. It's certainly hard to see how it could relate to what happened next.
I tried to sound interested.
Which was?
That you nearly killed someone, Zebra said, silencing her associate with a soundless cut of the air.
I saw you, Tanner.
I was on the point of approaching you and asking you what you were doing, and then suddenly you were taking a gun out of your pocket. I couldn't see your face, but I'd been following you long enough to know it was you. I watched you move with the gun in your hand, smoothly and calmly, as if this was all you'd ever been born to do. She paused. And then you put the gun away, and no one else had been paying enough attention to you to notice what you'd done. I watched you look around, but it was obvious that whoever it was you'd seen was gone, if he'd ever been there.
It was Rivage, wasn't it?
You seem to know so much, you tell me.
I think you came here to kill him, Zebra said. Why, I don't know. Rivage is an old family in the canopy, but they don't have as many enemies as some. Yet it makes sense.
That would explain why you were so desperate to get into the canopy that you'd wander into a hunt, and why you were so reluctant to stay in the safety of my home. It was because you were scared of losing Rivage's trail.
Tell me I'm right, Tanner.
Would there be any point denying it?
Not a great deal, no, but you're welcome to try.
She was right. Just as I had unburdened myself to Chantrelle earlier in the night, I did the same for Zebra, but it felt less intimate. Perhaps it was the fact that Pransky was standing there absorbing it all. Or the feeling that the two of them actually knew more about me than they had said, and that very little of what I was telling them was news. I told them that Rivage was someone from my home world, not a genuinely bad man, but one who had done something very bad out of foolishness or weakness, and had to be punished for that with no less severity than if he had been born a snarling, knife-twisting psychopath. When I had finished, when Zebra and Pransky had grilled me to exhaustion, examining every facet of my story as if looking for a flaw they knew must be present, there was one last question, and it was mine. Why have you brought me here, Zebra? Hands on hips, her elbows jutting from the black enclosure of her coat, she said, Why do you think? Curiosity, I suppose. But that's not enough.
You're in danger, Tanner. I'm doing you a favor.
I've been in danger since I came here. That's nothing new to me.
I mean real danger, Pransky said. You're in too deep. You've attracted too much attention.
He's right, Zebra said. Domenico was the weak link. She may have alerted half the city by now. Rivage almost certainly knows you're here, and he probably knows you